Hey everyone, and welcome to TBM Talks, the podcast where we deep dive into technology, business management, and IT financial management. I'm your host, Kiara Zapanta. In today's episode, we'll be discussing a topic that's crucial for organizations striving to align their IT investments with business goals, IT planning. What is it? Why does it matter? And how does it transform your organization? Joining us is Peter Van Loon, founder and CEO of It's Value. Peter, welcome to the show. Peter, you've had an incredible journey in IT consultancy. Could you start by sharing a little bit about your background and your role at Its Value?
Hi, Kiara. Yes, of course, I can. I'm Peter Van Loon, founder and CEO of Its Value. I founded Its Value in 2009, but about 30 years ago, I started my career with my business IT university education. And in the first 15 years, I learned a lot about finance and business processes and products. But in that period, I noticed that companies were struggling with their financial management of IT. So based on my own experience as a manager and also as a benchmark consultant, I've looked a lot in the kitchen of many other companies. In that period, I decided to create a service offering for IT financial management to help companies create financial transparency on their IT spend. What I did in the benchmarking period, I created a picture, so one-time view. But I learned also that companies wanted to have more the movie, you could say, the month-by-month insights. Starting with its value, we started with the service offering, but it was also searching for a TBM system to support our approach. And in 2013, we became partner of Aptio. Since that same year, we're also a member of the Technology Business Management Council. And in the last 11 years, we have used and implemented the TBM framework successfully at many customers.
That's awesome. It's clear that you've been at the forefront of driving, you know, financial transparency in IT. So let's dive a little deeper into what our topic is today, which is IT planning. Can you explain what IT planning is and why is it so integral to IT financial management?
Yeah, that planning process translates an organization technology strategy into a resource overview and allocation to either run or change activities. It's the start of the yearly financial cycle. So it's a fundamental process to understand what the future demand of IT services is, what the priority of IT project will be, and what the future budgeted total amount will be for both business and IT. You're not only looking at the future, because you also want to look back to learn from the past to be able to increase the quality and the accuracy of your planning outcome. So the ultimate goal of the planning process is to ensure that technology investments contribute to the organizational success while managing costs and risks effectively.
Awesome. You mentioned how IT planning serves as the foundation of the yearly financial cycle. So I imagine this process isn't without its challenges. So what are some of the common difficulties organizations face during IT planning and how can they navigate these issues?
Yeah, the overall challenge, of course, is predicting the future. And that's the same in the IT planning process. So can you look into the future on the business demand and the technical changes and translate that into a financial budget? But the budget is always constrained by a limit. The challenge is how to balance the business demand and the budget limit. So the communication and cooperation between IT and the business from an IT demand perspective is in many organizations not optimal, causing a misalignment in the services IT offers or in the way the services are structured. Another issue which complicates the process is the frequent use of spreadsheets to support and store the budget overview. And using a few budget input sheets is doable, but if there are 100 plus sheets in use to gather, process, and report the budget data to the stakeholders, then it becomes very time-consuming and error-prone, and therefore a risk. We've seen quite a few customers where errors in the sheets were found during the year with serious budget deficits and personal consequences.
Got it. And speaking of challenges, you know, aligning IT investments with broader business objectives must be a key focus. So how can effective IT planning ensure this alignment?
Yeah, that's a good subject. To increase the value of IT for the business, IT should be seen as part of that business. This means that the cooperation between business and IT needs to be organized in a more equal manner. And what I mean with that is that business and IT frequently communicate about the business strategy and what this means for IT in terms of demand, expected supply, costs, and quality. But in a lot of organizations, IT is still operated very separate from the business, which causes issues in this digital era. How can you cooperate if IT isn't seen as a mature and full business partner? So the value of IT is all about lowering the run spend or keeping the lights on to improve the business margin and to be able to invest as much as possible in change and innovation to support the business in their growth and expansion. And the first process to start this cooperation between business and IT is in the IT planning process. What expects the business from IT, when and how much? So this cooperation process needs to be established on strategic, technical and operational level to make sure that business objectives in the end are translated into the actual budget lines with quantities for labor, assets, and vendors.
Got it. That's a great point on alignment, but IT isn't just about the here and now. It's also about the long-term strategy, like you mentioned. So how does IT planning help organizations balance short-term operational needs with the long-term strategic goals?
Yeah, the IT planning process usually looks 3 to 5 years ahead from a global budget perspective to support the strategic goals, and then a next year budget from the operational needs perspective. So in this way, the planning process supports the prioritization of the technology investments where labor and asset resources are being allocated for the short term to support both the short-term operational run process and project, but also the longer-term strategic business goals. The essence is to have the detailed budget lines on the, let's say, bottom of the model all clear, which can be rolled up into the larger budget for run or change. And this supports the alignment with the higher business objectives, but also shows the details for the IT teams what the execution budget is. And this enables a close control of internal and external labor resources, the management of vendor contracts, and the management of assets with clear responsibilities and ownership.
Got it. Yeah, that's an insightful breakdown. It's really clear that IT planning plays a pivotal role in aligning short-term operational needs with the long-term goals. But once those goals are in place, the next challenge is really ensuring resources, both people and budget, are optimized to execute those plans effectively. So let's talk about that a bit more. What is the importance of IT planning and optimizing resources, both in terms of personnel and budget?
Yeah, IT planning is crucial for optimizing both personnel and budget resources within an organization. So by strategically assessing the technology needs of a business, IT planning ensures that the right tools, system, and skill sets are in place to meet the operational goals. So this proactive approach helps organizations avoid redundant or underused technology investments, ensuring that budget allocation are effectively directed toward high priority initiatives that drive value. So when IT planning is thorough, it allows for the efficient allocation of personnel resources by identifying skill gaps, streamlining training, and enabling teams to work with the most relevant technologies. This can lead to increased productivity as employees are equipped with the necessary tools and knowledge to perform their tasks efficiently. Additionally, IT planning supports long-term sustainability by anticipating future technological needs, helping organizations avoid the rush to adopt new technologies without proper preparation or budget. But by forecasting and budgeting for future requirements, businesses can also allocate resources in a way that aligns with long-term goals, rather than reacting to immediate pressures. Ultimately, an effective IT plan reduces inefficiencies, maximizes return on investment, and ensures that the organization is equipped to adapt to changing technological landscapes without unnecessary expenditure or resource strain.
Got it. Yeah, that's a compelling case for like the importance of IT planning and optimizing resources. So it's one thing to understand the theory behind it and like the concept of what IT planning is, but seeing how it translates into the real world impact here is where the true value lies. So jumping into our last question for this episode, can you share some examples of how effective IT planning has enabled businesses to make informed decisions and optimize their resources and technology investments?
Yeah, no problem. An example is that one of our customers implemented the full scope of the costing, planning, and charging processes and automated and aligned them. The result was a year-over-year IT spend decrease, as the planning transparency supported a highly detailed conversation with the business. It delivered a more reliable prediction of the demand and what IT services to supply. So this resulted in a better utilization of the internal and external resources, labor resources, a more efficient contracting of vendor service, and a faster time to market. At another customer, we saved about 15% of the IT spend by implementing a new IT planning process based on application TCO. The planning elements were not software, hardware, servers, or storage cost, but the total cost of each end user device and planning business application they were using. With these new insights, they were able to rationalize quite a lot of applications, also simplify the infrastructure part of many applications, realizing a significant cost saving. In general, we see that customers with a mature IT planning process are more in control on the actual IT spend. The budget variance is much lower, as the prediction quality of the spend is much more detailed and reliable.
Awesome. Yeah, those real-world examples highlight the transformative power of effective IT planning, you know, from driving cost savings to improving operational efficiency. So, Peter, thank you so much for sharing those valuable insights. And to our listeners, this concludes the first part of our discussion on IT planning. In the next episode, we'll dive into practical strategies and best practices for elevating your IT planning processes, including how to stay agile in rapidly changing markets and incorporating emerging technologies like AI. So make sure to subscribe to TBM Talks on your favorite platform so you don't miss out. So for more insights, visit apptio.com. That's APPTIO.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in part 2.